This is a Shift Podcast Network production.
Welcome to Here and Back Again. I'm David O'Callaghan, and this is a podcast looking at all things releasing weekly on streaming and at cinemas, with a bit of pop culture bits thrown in. Well, if you thought last week was a pretty decent haul of content dropping, you better buckle up, because this week we have got everybody covered by the looks of things. A beautiful smorgasbord of releases for your viewing pleasure. So, shall we begin?
Hey, I'm Ashley.
Nice to meet you. I'm Mickey.
Is she your girlfriend?
No. I'm going to take this dumpster. Did you guys hear about Ashley? She was supposed to be here yesterday, but she never came. Maybe she's in serious trouble.
What were you even doing at that house?
You know about Bat Lady?
She's our town boogeyman. She only comes out at night, and she steals children, and she eats them. I'm kidding.
First up this week, we have Shelter on Prime Video, which is the adaptation of Harlan Coben's young adult series about Mickey Bolitar as he moves to New Jersey to live with his quite annoying aunt and must start in a new school in New Jersey. What? Oh, what could go wrong? When Mickey becomes embroiled in the disappearance of a new girl at school, he suddenly uncovers unimaginable secrets buried at the heart of the community. Oh! This one is a proper decent high school thriller with its secret weapon, which comes in the form of Jaden Michael, who is most excellent in the lead role as Mickey. Harlan Coben's adult thrillers have been huge successes on Netflix, and yes, despite this being a young adult thriller, I'd still highly recommend it. All 8 episodes of Harlan Coben's Shelter are now up there for you on Prime Video. Two hugely popular cinema releases this year, and now 1000% worth your time as they are streaming for the first time. First up, we have Dungeons and Dragons: Honor Among Thieves, which is now on Paramount Plus and Sky Movies. This, without doubt, is one of my top 5 movies of the year so far. This fantasy adventure based on the nerdy board game is hilarious, thrilling, and such a wonderful, joyous movie. I love it. Directed by the team that brought us the fab comedy Game Night, and with some amazing performances from Chris Pine, Michelle Rodriguez, Justice Smith and Sophia Lillis. We've also got Hugh Grant hamming it up in proper style, and Regé Jean Page absolutely steals every scene he's in brilliantly. I was not a fan of his until I saw this, and I went, oh my god, I love you. This is charming. Again, an extremely rewatchable blockbuster with fantastic special effects that, sadly, absolutely bombed at the cinema. Damn it to hell, it deserves so much more. As you can tell, I cannot recommend this movie enough. Get the hell onto it. That is Dungeons and Dragons: Honor Among Thieves, which is now on Paramount Plus and Sky Movies. And also, just out of a recent cinema release, Medusa Deluxe is now on Mubi. Hairspray, Wicked Gossip and even Murder are central to Thomas Hardiman's extravagant one-shot whodunit set amid a hairdressing contest. When talented and cutthroat hairstylists at a competition find one of their own murdered before the judging has even begun, they must take it upon themselves to solve this murder mystery. Got some really strong hype and coverage when it was released in the cinema. That's Medusa Deluxe, now on Mubi.
Te estaba esperando.
People are always going to be looking for us.
I'm just trying to keep you safe.
The Chosen One on Netflix is their latest foray into the Millerverse, the comic book world of creator Mark Miller, who previously has given us Kick-Ass, Wanted and the Kingsmen movie series. This adaptation of Miller's American Jesus series tells the story of Jody, a 12-year-old who discovers he has divine powers, and from there his first thoughts obviously revolve around impressing girls and getting his own back on bullies, rather than, yeah, saving the humanity. Yeah, what about them? This is Mark Miller, remember? So this is not your normal high school drama and is guaranteed to go pretty dark, pretty gritty, and pretty violent fairly quickly. I'm pretty excited to binge this one. All episodes of The Chosen One are now up on Netflix.
Well, it's a one for the money.
By the late 1960s,
a two for sure,
Elvis had become irrelevant.
Three, get ready now, go.
He could see the music industry passing him by.
I was hired to direct a TV special that would resurrect his once great career.
This special was going to be his make or break special.
He was scared to death.
Is the great American original finding himself again?
Reinventing Elvis, the 68th comeback on Paramount Plus is a documentary which explores what happened behind the scenes of the famous Elvis 68 special, with interviews with Elvis experts and recollections from those who attended the special itself. Nearly half of America tuned in to watch Elvis's TV special in 1968, making it the most watched television event of that year. Within this doc, it reveals what really happened behind the scenes of this iconic, groundbreaking era of television, which recently played a massive part in a certain Baz Luhrmann's Oscar-winning biopic. Reinventing Elvis, the 68th comeback, is now on Paramount Plus.
When I stepped out the ring, I was pretty ready to be in the family man.
Tyson, what are you doing?
Time for school.
Where's your jumper?
Just enjoy it now.
Enjoy what?
What's it like living in a busy household? Three girls, three boys, my wife, all friggin' crazy.
Tyson retiring, do we think it's legit?
I've gone from topping the bill at Wembley to picking up dog shit on a run. Come on, shitter.
At Home with the Furies on Netflix is a new reality series which follows heavyweight champion Tyson Fury as he exits the ring and tries to embrace retirement with his family, including his wife Paris and his six children. Fury's mental health issues are never far from the surface, as this series doesn't shy away from any aspects of Fury's life and his attempt to stay away from boxing. And just in case you Love Island fans are wondering, yes, Molly Mae and Tommy Fury do show up quite a bit. Getting decent buzz and definitely worth a nose, that's At Home with the Furies, which is now on Netflix. For All Mankind star Michael Dorman is back as Wyoming game warden in the second series of neo-western crime drama Joe Pickett on Paramount Plus. This one starts on Sunday the 20th of August. The first series saw Pickett trying to solve the murder of a local poacher while uncovering corruption embedded in his new hometown. Oh dear. In this second season, the stakes are raised as Pickett and his wife are forced on the run when an investigation into a new series of gruesome murders sees Joe go in way over his hat and his head. Giving off plenty of Yellowstone vibes and based on the books of CJ Box, Joe Pickett Season 2 is now on Paramount Plus. Depp vs. Heard on Netflix is a new three-part documentary series that shows both testimonies side by side for the first time, as it explores the trial that set Hollywood ablaze and the online fallout and chaos that then ensued. Listen, you know who you are. You'll either be all in for this or couldn't give an absolute hoot. But it's definitely going to be a massive hit for Netflix. That's Depp vs. Heard, the documentary series. Also on Netflix this week, The Upshaws returns for its fourth season on Netflix. Set in Indiana, it features a working class African-American family as they struggle through life to make it work and make it right. Best described as a comedy with all the emotions, this has been a hugely popular show for Netflix, starring Mike Epps, Wanda Sykes and Kim Fields. Season 4 of The Upshaws is now on Netflix. As we head into the final weekend of school holidays, and just in case the sun decides to feck off, but please stay just a little bit longer, there are some really fantastic distractions on streaming. Some like this next one, well, you know what? They may also be worthwhile watches for adults. Bottom line is, you gotta fill that library with distractions for the next few weekends, and there's plenty here.
In a time of ancient gods and demons, one hero is the bravest, most epic, most spectacularific, amazingiful. Wait a minute. Are you sure this is a word?
It's a word.
Most spectacularific. You know what? I'm not saying that.
Oh, man.
Fine. I'll do it myself. Names? Monkey King!
The Monkey King on Netflix is a new animated movie inspired by an epic Chinese tale translated into an action-packed comedy where a magical monkey with superpowers, a magical fighting stick and some serious attitude problems who lives in the 7th century must battle demons, dragons, gods and, yes, the greatest adversary of all, monkey's own ego. Oh! What a dude. Directed by Anthony Sacchi, who did the fantastic Box Trolls movie, and executive produced by Stephen Chow, who gave us Kung Fu Hustle and Shaolin Soccer. My God, that was a different time completely. Anyway, this looks like an absolute blast for all the family. Jimmy O. Yang from Crazy Rich Asians and Silicon Valley provides the voice of the Monkey King, now on Netflix. Snoopy Presents One-of-a-Kind Marcy on Apple TV Plus has that perfect mix of being, yeah, kind of updated for the, you know, the new kids for them to love, but also it maintains enough of the original nostalgic vibe for adults to also join in and appreciate it. This new show obviously focuses on Marcy, whose capacity for finding solutions to other people's problems leads to her becoming class president, a role in which, as with Marcy, you'd expect she's far from comfortable. All the usual Peanut characters appear throughout, including her close buddy, Peppermint Patty. That's Snoopy Presents One-of-a-Kind Marcy, now on Apple TV+. Lego Disney Princess, The Castle Quest on Disney+, sees Tiana, Moana, Snow White, Rapunzel and Ariel, who are off on an adventure when they are transported to a castle, where they discover that Gaston has hatched an evil plan to take over their kingdoms, and the princesses must work together, solve puzzles and riddles in an attempt to save their kingdoms. Perfect for smallies of all ages. These Lego shorts are always a fun watch. So that's Lego Disney Princess, The Castle Quest, which is now on Disney+. And finally in the kids section, we have My Dad, The Bounty Hunter Season 2 on Netflix. This continues to follow the story of Sean and Lisa, two children who discovered in season one that their father is actually the toughest bounty hunter in the galaxy when they accidentally hitched a ride into space. What are you going to do? Probably more of a tween show from the smallies, but it is a very popular series with kids. So that's My Dad, The Bounty Hunter, season 2, now on Netflix.
For most of the world, Nichelle Nichols is Lieutenant Uhura, pop culture icon. But what they don't know is that she changed the space program forever.
The astronaut corps was really kind of the old boys club. It was all white Anglo-Saxon male.
Oh, I dreamed of becoming an astronaut, but NASA said that women weren't being considered for the job.
The argument was made that there were no qualified black people.
When is America going to put a woman in space? When is America going to put a black person in space?
We could have done it if they would just let us.
I resented that and decided I was going to do something about it.
Woman in Motion is a new documentary on Paramount Plus. Nichelle Nichols found fame and shattered taboos as Lieutenant Uhura in Gene Roddenberry's original Star Trek. But unbeknownst to a lot of folks, she started and created for herself the daunting task to launch a national blitz for NASA, recruiting 8,000 of the nation's best and brightest, including the trailblazing astronauts who became the first African-American, Asian and Latino men and women to fly in space. This amazing story and fantastic documentary, which seems to have been kind of hidden away for a few years, finally gets a deserved release on streaming. That is Woman in Motion, the story of Nichelle Nichols and NASA, now on Paramount+.
Newcastle United has been sold with immediate effect.
What's the ambition?
It's to be number one.
That's the ambition.
This is the biggest deal the club will have ever done.
Last year, the measure of success was not to be relegated. This year, it's slightly different.
Like, I don't know how this has happened.
Our aim has to be top four.
And we was born to play Champions League.
We Are Newcastle United on Prime Video is a new sports documentary which looks at the tale behind the all-shiny, all-new Newcastle United. Way, man. With its new Saudi owners, who spent over $300 million to buy the club, and appointing a new head coach in the shape of Eddie Howe, Magpies fans' expectations are rocketing upwards as to the club's fortunes. This series follows life at the club both on and off the pitch during the 2022-23 season, when these expectations were attempted to be met. While it's not exactly all or nothing Arsenal, because, you know, that genius is just genius, this is still a strong look behind the scenes of a top Premier League club and a fab piece of marketing for the new Saudi owners. Ultimately, sports ball fans won't be able to look away, because, you know what, we all just love a good nose behind the scenes. No matter how boring or exciting they are, it's good to know what's happening. And with only 4 episodes in the series, which drops weekly, sure, go on, let's have a look. That's We Are Newcastle, now on Prime Video. And finally this week, 2 pretty decent and, yeah, I'm going to say pretty exciting looking non-English titles. The first up we have is Eye of the Storm on Netflix. And this is a brand new movie from Taiwan that lands with some pretty decent buzz and hype behind it. Set in 2003, when a deadly SARS outbreak puts a hospital in total lockdown, it then follows the classic outbreak style of cinema as numerous characters such as doctors, nurses, patients, politicians, etc. are followed throughout the whole ordeal and attempt to deal with this life-threatening situation. A tough watch in parts, but most definitely a worthy watch if you can cope with all the pandemic flashbacks. That's Eye of the Storm from Taiwan, now on Netflix. And then also on Netflix we have Guns and Gulabs, which is an Indian Hindi language black comedy crime thriller. Yeah, this one has a pretty strong whiff of Quentin Tarantino all over it. The story involves Tipu, a mechanic who is reluctantly dragged into organized crime. However, it turns out he's a fast learner, and soon enough, yes, he's killing people with spanners and living the crime life in style. And for anyone who loves a spin-off piece of useless information, it was heavy metal legends Guns N' Roses who inspired the term Guns and Gulabs in Hindi in the early 90s. Maybe that's another reason to watch this new series, which is now on Netflix. And there you go. That is all your streaming for the week. As I said, you know, literally something for everybody. And if you're a fussy fecker, well, you know what? Maybe go to the cinema, because there might be something decent on there. Who knows?
What is going on? I just want to work.
It's called the Scarab. It's some kind of world-destroying weapon. It's designed to protect its host.
This ain't what you want.
Sometimes it does what you want, and sometimes it doesn't.
I think I cut a bus in half.
The Scarab chose you, but it belongs to me.
The love you feel for your family makes you weak.
Blue Beetle is the first Latino live-action DC superhero film based on the DC Comics character Jaime Reyes, aka Blue Beetle. An alien relic chooses Jaime Reyes to be its symbiotic host, bestowing the teenager with a suit of armor that's capable of extraordinary and unpredictable powers. I've heard this before. Forever changing his destiny as he becomes that superhero known as Blue Beetle. Now that you know that, what are we thinking? Well, originally it was due on HBO Max streaming, and then the suits high up in Warner saw it and decided, yeah, let's release it theatrically. This, to me, has to be a good sign. It also stars Cobra Kai's Zolo Maranduena, and it's giving out all the vibes of a fun day out at the cinema. Probably in the vein of the first Shazam, which, as you'll know, was very enjoyable. This is definitely DC fun for all the family, none of that dark nonsense. And if the trailers are out to go by, it could be a nice surprise. I've booked it in for the weekend. Let's see how it goes. If you're just looking for a no-strings-attached, simple superhero film with no multiverses or multiple backstories, this could be the hero you're looking for. Or maybe it'll be muck. Or average. Or silly. You know what? It's no or. It's definitely going to be silly. You better be ready to embrace that at least. Either way, I'm in. That is Blue Beetle, now at cinemas.
Today is going to be the best day ever. I love sunshine. I love butterflies. But more than anything, I love Doug.
Hey! Shut the f*** up! He's a...
That's Doug, the best owner in the world. We're playing this game called Fetch and Fetch. He drops me off really far away and drives home without me. When I bring the ball back, he says, that's how I know I won the game.
In Strays, abandoned on the mean streets by his lowlife owner, Doug, oh, he's a mean boy, that Doug, a naive but lovable dog named Reggie falls in with a fast-talking, foul-mouthed Boston Terrier and his gang of strays. Strays is an edgy, talking dog movie from the creative team of R-rated comedies like Ted and Sausage Party. Voices are provided by Will Ferrell, Jamie Foxx, Isla Fisher and Randall Park. I'm not gonna lie, oh, this was woof. I'm at a loss for words to describe what I witnessed on screen here. It all just felt weirdly juvenile because, you know, I'm so mature myself. And calling this one toilet humour would be, well, it'd be a disservice to toilets everywhere. I briefly may have chuckled once or twice, maybe three times. But this is a movie which yet again proves how August truly is the dumping ground, the graveyard where cinema releases go to die. Don't terrier yourself up about missing this on the big screen. Wait for streaming. And you know what? Watch it with a few beers. Because Strays is one sick puppy of a movie. It's truly powerful stuff. Truly. I'll shut up now. That's all I got for you there. And finally this weekend in cinema we have a one night only, even though it's for two nights. We have Metallica M72, the world tour live from Texas Arlington. This is showing in most cinemas actually around the country on Saturday and Monday. Saturday the 19th and Monday August 21st. Anyone who enjoys seeing live concerts on the big screen, this Metallica show, as I said, will have been recorded live from the AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. And the reason it's on over 2 days is because each of the days features completely different set lists. With their shiny new In the Round stage and multi-camera setup, you'll be right in the middle of the hair metal action. With loudness, oh by Jesus, yes, loudness guaranteed. What is not to love? Haven't seen them back in the day. They're quite a loud and very enjoyable live band. So that is Metallica M72 World Tour Live from Texas, which is showing in cinemas around the country both on Saturday, August 19th and Monday, August 21st. And there you go. That, dear ladies and gentlemen, is your streaming and your cinema releases for the week. Let's have a think. Are there three things to talk about? Are there just... Right, yeah, some interesting stories this week. The first, the biggest story of the week was that of the Oscar-winning 2009 movie The Blind Side, which starred Sandra Bullock, Oscar winner. If you remember, this was the story of NFL star Michael Oher and the Toohey family that helped lift him out of homelessness as a teenager and brought him to sports glory at the Baltimore Ravens. Well, hold that thought. Oher this week filed a petition in court claiming that Sean and Leanne Toohey earned millions off his name and brand, never shared any of the profits they gained from the movie with him, which they did with her other kids, and ultimately says he was misled and forced at 18-year-olds to sign into a conservatorship with them, thinking it meant he was being adopted by them, when in fact he never has been. Mad stuff. The Toohey's obviously immediately pushed back through their lawyer, saying this was all quite outlandish and that Oher had attempted a shakedown of them, demanding $15 million or he would break the story. Oh my God, so far, so ugly. This movie, long regarded as one of Hollywood's great white saviour movies. Oh, where's it all going to end up now? God only knows, but... One thing that has occurred immediately was that Oher was released from the conservatorship by the Toohey's pronto. Listen, we're just going to have to keep an eye on this one. It's all a bit mad. Sandy Bullock is obviously keeping her head and her Oscar down. Those words, based on a true story, may need to be made maybe even larger on the movie poster. Maybe tweaked to kind of not really based on a sketchy story. Anyway, there's your... Blindside update, this is only beginning, people. This is only beginning. Also this week, it was revealed that André Overdahl, who is currently in the news because his new Dracula movie, The Last Voyage of the Demeter, which is about to land here, did really badly at the US box office. But that's not the story. The story is that he will no longer be directing the Stephen King adaptation of The Long Walk, as the movie has now gone back into development hell. Are you feckin' kidding me? Folks, The Long Walk. This is long regarded, especially by me, maybe only by me, as one of the best Stephen King novellas never to make it onto the big screen. Set in a future dystopian America ruled over by a militaristic dictator, The Long Walk of the title refers to an annual contest in which 100 teenagers must keep a steady pace of at least 4 miles an hour under strict rules until only one of them is left alive. Yes, you stop, you pause, you die. Absolutely madness. The winner receives the prize. What is the prize? It's anything they want for the rest of their life. Dark, shocking, and having been released in 1979 under the pen name of Richard Bachman, this was reality TV madness and observations from King long before reality TV was even a twinkle in Hollywood's eye. What happens now? Who knows? It's all about what happens now and who knows this week. All I know is that I read this one every 2 years and it never disappoints. And if you're looking for it, it's part of the Bachman books. It was released here with 3 novellas and the other 2 stories. One is called Roadworks and the other one is a little known book called The Running Man. Ooh. So yes, The Long Walk. Do yourself a favour. Since we're never going to see the movie, read the book. And finally this week, for those with the odds forever in their favour, it has been revealed that the running time of the first part of The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, due in November, will be 2 hours and 47 minutes long. Whoa! This movie takes place about 65 years before the Hunger Games trilogy started. That's 65 years before Katniss and Peeta swept us away. The prequel focuses on the 10th Hunger Games, District 12 tribute Lucy Gray Baird, played by Rachel Zegler, and her relationship with her mentor and future president of Pan Am, Cornelius Snow. Played here by Tom Bly and originally played by the fabulous Donald Sutherland. Peter Dinklage, Viola Davis and Jason Schwartzman also star. I thoroughly enjoyed this book and have high hopes for the movie. And yes, please God, another banging soundtrack. And feck it, I'll take 2 hours and 47 minutes of bringing down the capital every day of the week. Right, I'm out, I'm over, I'm done. That is your pods. This is David O'Callaghan and this is the Here and Back Again podcast, wishing you all the best, and until next week, stay safe and binge happy. Yes. Well, I can promise you one thing. It's going to be sad and emo this week. There's no box office. There's no waffle. There's just simply a nod to the great whacker, the patio, who has left the building and celebrated his year hanging out with all the greats up on yonder hill looking down at us. With that, while it's kind of sad and emo, and I will take you there, it's a joyous occasion to remember a great man. So, Paddy, this one is for you.
Come. come up to meet you, tell you I'm sorry. Don't know how lovely you are. I had to find you and tell you I need you and tell you I set you apart. Tell me your secrets and ask me your questions. Oh, let's go back to the start. Running in circles, coming up tails, heads on the science apart. Nobody said it was easy. It's such a shame for us to part. Nobody said it was easy. No one ever said it would be this hard. Oh, take me back to the start.
Happy anniversary, Da. Happy anniversary.